Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am David Legend. I'm on the grid. So is the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. We've got a full house today, literally and figuratively. Joey Odessa is batting leadoff. He's going to step up and in and talk UFC 259. Cousin Sal, of course, throws it down with us every Friday. Andrew Anderson, the caddy, steps up and in onto the links with us. And, of course, we're kicking it at the sportsbook with our main man, Dave Sharapan, as well. Full house Friday, and it's football Friday as well. One of the most heated and bitter rivalries in all of sports. The University of Albany take on the University of New Hampshire this evening. Next to DeVry and Phoenix's rivalry, University of DeVry and Phoenix online. That's a great rivalry right there. This is pretty good. Albany and New Hampshire, and I'll tell you what, Cam, it's cold in New Hampshire. It's cold in New Hampshire tonight. New Hampshire. It's cold in New Hampshire tonight. Yes, yes, under. And, you know, during the pro season, and what I see, when I see the temperatures, I'm like, I don't care. Pro stadiums, Cam, the field is heated. It's warm. They've got heaters on the sideline. University of New Hampshire, bro, that ain't no heated field. And there ain't no heaters on the sidelines.
No, it's a good point, Gabe. And you know what the crazy thing is? When Lisi and I were doing those games yesterday, I can't believe some of the totals in these games. And it's totally different than college football. Like, we get an Alabama-LSU total, you know, 74.5 or whatever. I'm seeing some 37.5s, 38.5, 40. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, there was a couple when you went down, and there's a million games, as you know, a couple over 50. I think the biggest one was 56.5. It's a different brand of football, and you watch a lot of these games, even watching James Madison and a lot of these other teams. They play like 17-9. Like, they play a lot of unders. It's weird. It's a more defensive game in the FCS and compared to Division One.
Yeah, the weather hasn't been great, Cam. Not used to playing football at this time of the year, and it's been an extremely cold Arctic blast across North America this winter. These teams, Cam, haven't played football in 14 months, 15 months, some of them. So I think the defenses are going to be a little bit ahead of the offenses, but we are going to be betting this game, and we do have a pick for you. So, you know what? We're so jam-packed, I'm just going to give you the pick right now. I'm taking the Great Danes. Taking the Great Danes on the road. On the road here, but I also like the under. It's 44.5, but I tell you what, the Great Danes have a great quarterback, Cam. Great name as well. Jeff Undercuffer. Jeff Undercuffer. And you know, every game preview I've read, everybody's like, damn, what a name. You and I respected names years ago. Now everybody else is onto it. Here's college football news. Jeff Undercuffer has the game to go along with the name. Throwing Cam, he threw 41 touchdown passes as a freshman last year. And Albany have the great running back as well. They actually have some experience. I'll tell you what, New Hampshire's defense is elite, but their offense is very pedestrian. I think they're going to have a hard time putting the points up on the board first game out of the gate like this cold weather. I don't care if they're playing at home. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Welcome to the only damn program in America that'll be breaking down the Albany Great Dane football game. Yeah, we're talking college basketball, but we've got college football as well. We've got NHL hockey, NBA basketball. Unfortunately, there is no rookie sophomore USA versus the world or whatever format they do. And I've always been a big fan of that game, but we'll get you up to date as far as the All-Star odds are concerned. NHL hockey this evening, Cam. We've got golf going on right now. Corey Connors absolutely lighting it up at Bay Hill.
I'll tell you something about Corey Connors. He's a really interesting guy. Like, he's there, Gabe, and then he disappears for like 10 tournaments. But when he pops up, he'll win or like be right there. He's just one of those guys. He either has it or he doesn't. And I think his eye really suits Bay Hill. And the thing about Connors is he's sneaky long. He can hit. And the thing is, he's a very, very prolific iron striker. Actually, I heard Rory and other guys talking like he's one of the better guys that they're like this Canadian Corey Connors. He's actually like the guy stripes it. His problem has always been putting. And that's the thing. Yeah. When him and guys like Sun Jae Im can figure it out, all it takes is 4 days, Morenci, and he's already won in Texas. I'll tell you, man, I don't think Connors is going to win this tournament, but I don't think he's going to like totally fade. But man, your boy Hovland's there. McIlroy's there. A lot of guys are lingering, man. There's a lot. Fitzpatrick's 4 or 4 under. Like, this is the thing, man. There's a lot of guys that are like T11 right now or better that are big names in the world. Should be a lot of fun this weekend. We'll talk to Mr. Anderson and see who he likes live.
Yeah, I look forward to Andrew Anderson's take on this. So Corey Connors plus 650, and I can't help but think, as what you stated, Cam, just how damn good these guys are, and how hard is it to win a PGA golf tournament? Like, not just a
it's
major.
Impossible.
Just a PGA golf tournament. Just one. Like, I don't think people realize how hard, as you stated, Corey Connors shows up at any course, kicks the crap out of everybody. But as you
exactly.
stated, in PGA, it's like, man, yeah, I can get it to the green, but those differences, bro. I don't know, Cam. Like, what is it? Like, a third of a putt only if you improve your game? Suddenly you become that much better? Like, there's just so much. Like, there's such, like, there's no margin for error on the PGA Golf Tour. And as good as Connors has played, as you stated, yeah, he's not going to be able to sink these putts and actually win. And the book knows it. He's plus 650. Rory's favored right now at plus 350. We'll get into the college basketball and more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci. All right, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. We've got a lot of guests to bring in as well. Just quickly right now, college basketball, Cam. I don't know if you're playing anything going off the board right now due to the fact that it's conference tournament action. They actually need a couple of minutes in between games, et cetera, to clean up the court and all that other stuff. So we've gotten lucky. They haven't tipped off yet. I took Georgia Southern, Cam. I'm on Georgia Southern against Arkansas State. No luck, bro. I mean, come on. We're throwing darts here with this stuff. Georgia Southern versus Arkansas State, Sun Belt action. Give me Georgia Southern. And we've also taken South Alabama. South Alabama minus five, Cam, against Monroe. Those are two early picks. I don't know if you have anything early, and we'll bring Joey on.
I do, and we'll bring Joey on. And I like your contrarian picks. They're kind of a little bit off the grid, Gabe. I'm doing it a little bit more crazy. I think actually Northern Iowa, they're on a heater right now. It's not been a great season, but we see this every year in the tournament. Teams get hot, and they can roll. You're going to give me 8 points with the Panthers. I will take it, and I don't even know how you lay 5.5 with the Miami Hurricanes. Boston College has a new coach, and Miami's 1-9 in their last 10. Got to take the 5.5 live with BC. They're horrible, but I don't lay points with Miami. Those are my plays.
All right, let's bring in a great Joey Odessa right now, as it is UFC 259. Joey, a lot of stuff to get to, and I know we're on the clock. You've got to get going. We've got a ton of guests coming up. So something that caught my eye this morning as far as the weigh-in was concerned is due to the fact that Adesanya comes in at 200 pounds. So he comes in 5 pounds lighter, which is unheard of. He comes in 5 pounds lighter. Now, we're talking about a guy that used to actually show up underweight at 185, right? Like, he'd roll in at 184, 183 and a half. Yeah, I'm good. Don't worry about it. Put on all your weight. I'm good. Is he pushing the envelope a little bit too much? Because I like him. I respect him. I think he's gonna, I think he's great and all this. But I'm thinking, dude, I don't know, bro. You're coming in here, like, should he have bulked up a little bit more? Or was he smart not to get to, just to stick with what he knows, not to lose that speed? Because when we see guys bulk up a little bit, they lose the agility. What's your take on this big weight discrepancy we're going to see? Because Jan's going to come in weighing about 230, I think.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Matt Perrault earlier about this, and I compared it to Roy Jones. When Roy Jones, remember when Roy Jones back in 2003 went up to fight John Ruiz? Weighed 193 for that fight. When he went up to heavyweight, Ruiz was 226. Jones just outmaneuvered him, footwork, faster than him. And I imagine that's the route to victory that Israel Adesanya is going to take in his fight. I mean, you know, John, to win this fight, John's got to mix it up with him. He's got to dirty it up. He's got to take Izzy off his game. But, you know, I think maybe Gastelum did the best job of doing that of the people that Izzy has fought, with the exception of what was it, Vettori in the beginning. You know, I don't see John getting you know, closing the distance on him without getting hit and getting hurt. And one thing that now with John, like, remember when Jacare found his hands? And if you look at Jacare's record, you look at it and you're like, wow, you know, there's not a lot of KOs here. But remember the narrative was Jacare found his hands, Jacare became a stand-up fighter. Well, it's kind of like John, too. John hasn't, look, he's knocked out two guys in a row. But prior to that, he had like a 10-fight stretch with no knockouts, never really hurt anybody. So I think you're coming into this fight and you say, well, geez, John, you know, he might knock him out. Izzy's lighter. He's a smaller guy. Look, Izzy's getting the worst of three evils. John Jones went up to heavyweight. Jones would beat Israel Adesanya. I would wager that Jones would beat Israel Adesanya. DC, you know, I would like to think that DC would be able to wrestle Adesanya the way that, you know, that other guys haven't. I mean, DC, Olympic caliber wrestler. I mean, sure, Romero and those guys were too, but I just don't see John Błachowicz beating Israel Adesanya. I think it's perfect timing for Adesanya to go up in weight against a guy that it's beatable. I mean, it's right place, right time for him.
I find it interesting. John Jones earlier today tweeted out a prediction for the fight and then deleted it for whatever reason. I don't know why he deleted it. Yeah, he said Jan by KO. He said, that's all it said, really? Jan by KO. But then he deleted it. It's like, what are you deleting it for, bro? It's out there now. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows you just predicted this. You just said this. I don't know. And I brought this up earlier in the week, guys. Adesanya, for a smaller dude, is the only guy that really melts off back at John Jones. Like, Adesanya's told him, bro, like, all of you running into me, won't be good for you type of thing. Like, it's funny. Like, Adesanya brings that gangster attitude yet he's cerebral in the cage. He's cocky outside the cage. Sort of got that Mayweather thing, you know, Anderson Silva a bit. But that's the thing, Joe. He's not reckless. He's not a reckless fighter. But Błachowicz isn't reckless either, actually. Błachowicz is kind of a counter guy himself. So it's going to be interesting. I like the over 2.5. I like Adesanya to win. FanDuel's got it at 225 right now. Amanda Nunes and Megan Anderson. You giving Megan Anderson any chance here, Joey?
No. Well, she's bigger than Nunes, but, you know, a friend of mine, a Canadian, was talking to me earlier today, and he said, look, he said, Cyborg, who's bigger than Cyborg? You know, I mean, Cyborg was bigger than Nunes, too. I don't see Megan Anderson being the one to dethrone Amanda Nunes. You know, there's some time between her last bout, but, I mean, Nunes has fought more recently than Anderson, correct? And I don't see it. You know what I mean? If you go by the MMA math, you'd say this is a no-brainer. I mean, Felicia Spencer beat her on Megan Anderson on paper, and then Nunes crushed her. I mean, Nunes could have stopped Felicia Spencer, but, you know, she probably let up on her a little bit. I mean, she was beating the crap out of her. So I don't see that happening. Again, I'm not a guy to run out and lay 10-1. I mean, I've done that in the past, and I got caught speeding. I don't think you'll get caught speeding here, but, you know, I don't think it's a spot that I think there's a lot better 10-1 spots out there that you could lay. And, and a lot
so what do you do, Joey?
That's Megan Anderson. You,
on FanDuel, it's 12-1. You can't even put it in a parlay. It's so big, it doesn't do anything.
I mean, it's
ridiculous. So what do you do in the fight, guys, Gabe and Joey? You take under, finisher quick? Like, how do you attack this fight then from a gambling perspective?
You know, I kind of lean over. I mean, I don't have it. Look, I don't like the side, but 1.5 over minus $1.25. I mean, look, Anderson's got a lot of people out of there quick too. I just think that a moral victory for Anderson is if she can stretch this thing into the second, third round. Maybe other than that, I just don't see her winning. You know, she's not the one to beat Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes is something else. What's that?
That's 7.5 minutes. It's a long time. When you put it,
it sure sounds like you're in there with Amanda Nunes.
Yeah, exactly. Like people know it's 1.5. It's like, 1.5 is 7.5 minutes in a small octagon with a chick that could, like,
knock my but throw that small octagon out. Throw that small octagon talk out, because I said it way back when the trend was going, oh, it's a smaller cage, these fights end quicker. This night, you go broke betting.
I don't buy into that cage stuff either. I'm just stating that Megan's going to have nowhere to go. You know what? It was an interesting trend. I saw Al on Twitter pop this out. I don't even know who he's with anymore. Maybe Odds Checker, one of these companies. You know, these guys bounce around everywhere. But he had a good trend, actually, I saw. UFC broadcasters 0-4 in their last four fights. It's actually to do that.
Guys,
guys, if you're broadcasting and say, hey, you know what I mean? Then suddenly I'm just going to fight and I know I have my job back. So you're not as desperate and as hungry as another fighter. So I want to get your take on Cruz there. But what about this Peter Yan fight and Sterling? Gambler was real fired up about this. He got offended that I mocked Sterling's training sponsorship of condoms. I said, fighters are supposed to abstain. it doesn't matter. He's gonna kill him anyways. So the fight was a pick-up. A little money on Jan here, minus 120 now, Joey. And I'm not doing this to go against Lou. I have a lot of respect for Lou, but I think Peter Yan, who hasn't looked great in his last few fights against these old dudes, I don't know. I think he's about to put on a show here and remind people about all the hype, Joey. We got 30 seconds.
He might. I mean. I don't like it, but I think that I can't bet Jan here. I saw Aldo have some success. Everybody left Aldo for dead a while back. I like Sterling a little bit.
All right, Joey. Hey, listen, we wanted to get Joey on later so we had more time. But Joe, that's a busy man. Give us a pick on the way out, Joey. Who do you like?
I think Ellie can get there. I think Cruz can get there. I think Medi can get there. And I'm going with Askarov to beat Benavidez.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. All right, we've got a ton of action, man. We got a little bit of something for everybody. Literally, it's a buffet. The buffet is open. Let's bring in Mr. Anderson, Andrew Anderson, right now to talk some golf. Let's step up onto the links. How you doing, Andrew? Always a pleasure, my man. What's going on?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on. Friday night, couldn't be a better time of the week. Happy to be here. Talk some golf. Love it.
Yeah, let's rock and roll. So let's get down to business. It seems like it's almost a pattern. We talk about the Friday leader and then go on and say, well, he's probably not going to hang on and to be able to win this thing. But I'm going to start off at the top of the board right now, Andrew. Corey Connors, what's your opinion on Corey Connors' game this weekend?
Well, guys, the way the tournament's playing out is you've got to hit fairways. You've got to be accurate off the tee. It's not a bomb and gouge course. Two guys who rank best out of that leaderboard for accuracy, Corey Connors and Martin Laird. So, you know, the young Canadian, Corey, he's won on the PGA Tour before. And he won actually from Monday qualifying, which is the hardest thing in the world to do. So, look, I think he's a dog, and they're going to be hard to shake. We've got bad weather coming in. So, look, I'm going to say the opposite this week. I think the likes of Corey Connors and Martin, they could be there come Sunday afternoon.
Andrew, I got to ask you, and I'm looking at the board here, and I do the eye test, right? I'm doing my stuff in the afternoon. I watch all the shots. This guy's been off the radar, but remember, he just had a kid, you know, and wife obligations. But I liked what I saw from Tommy Fleetwood today. He's like 33-1 now in this tournament. He's -4. Sometimes we want to go like a little bit of value hunting there. I know Hovland, like he's Hovland, like +450, McIlroy +350. That's tough. DeChambeau 6, Connor 6. So out of the other guys, I'm kind of looking at Tommy Fleetwood, and this is the type of course I think he can really, really do well on. He's just got to get that putter rolling.
Yeah, absolutely, Cam. You know, they've said they're not going to cut the rough at all this weekend, so it's going to get even trickier. Wind and rain expected tomorrow. So I think maybe that's why this course favors the internationals, 5-past winners, all internationals. Tommy Fleetwood, we haven't seen a lot of him out here the last couple of months, like a lot of Europeans. But look, phenomenal player. As you said, if he gets that putter going, he can make a run. Right now, I'm not looking at anyone less than 4-under par. Matt Fitzpatrick, another guy right next to Tommy at 4-under par. He's still at 29-1. The tougher the conditions, they suit a guy like that. He could also make a run up that board tomorrow.
The guy that I picked before the tournament started to win, he was 12-1 at the time. Like Cam stated, he's about +450 right now. Victor Hovland. So Victor Hovland, I was going over the stats with Cam on Wednesday night over the last year. And as far as strokes gained is concerned, this kid is incredibly consistent. He's due for a win as well right now. I mean, he won twice last year. He's still a very young player. But how good can Victor Hovland be? Because I was saying earlier, I'm fascinated by just how hard it is to win on the PGA Tour. So all these guys are amazing. But does Victor Hovland have like a bunch of majors in his future, in your opinion? Is he that good? Like, what's your take on Victor Hovland? Not just this weekend, but moving forward in his career.
Yeah, I think he's a thoroughbred, Gabe. He's going to do big things, you know, win majors, win a handful of tournaments on the PGA Tour. Look, the only thing that's held him back is his short game. It's been a little questionable. This week's course suits someone who's not necessarily great with the short game. So I thought at 12-1, he was my pick as well. Love what he's doing, trending in the right direction. And look, he's got this positive attitude. Everyone's going to make numbers out of Bay Hill this weekend, but he doesn't care. He'll make a double bogey.
It's so true.
Still smile.
He gave. He took a quadruple bogey. And he's got like, you know what I mean? Like, you'd have guys like Tyrell Hatton snapping a club, putting it in his like his neck, pulling a Woody Austin, and just, you know, jumping in the lake. This kid took a quad. It cost him a tournament the other week. And he's like, you know what? Yeah. Big mistake. Can't hit that shot again. Yeah. Lose. And that's what you need in golf. Like,
you can't teach that type of calmness, right? And shake it off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nah. You know, he's always laughing. He's got an Aussie on the bag as well, Shay Knight, big shout out. But I love everything he's doing. You hear him interviewed. He tells it how it is. And right now, he's very happy with where his game's at. The short game is now at a state which can allow him to win tournaments. So, look, it's either this week or very soon. Might be the Masters. But, look, if you got him at 12-1 on Thursday, that's great value. He's still at plus 450 now. I think that's still a decent play. He'll be hard to shake.
I want to know, guys, Andrew, who the hell is the golf coach at Oklahoma State? I got to tell you, they're producing some pretty good golfers coming out of this university, Ken.
Good recruiting.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no, Oklahoma State, the Cowboys golf team, it's actually funny now. Ricky Fowler's like the worst out of all these guys now, right? With the Wolfman and everybody else. Like, he was the guy. Yeah, I actually made the cut this week, which was happy. Like, he had to grind to make the cut. Hey, Andrew, I got to ask you about another guy, too, and I think people want to know. Yeah. His form is coming back. Jordan Spieth, you're watching him, and it's like, this guy is getting close. You know what I mean? And one thing about him over everybody else is he's a better streak putter than anybody on tour. His issue?
Yeah.
The loose driver. But at this course, I think you can get away with a little bit more. So he's 20-1. And talk about Spieth in the future, too. He's a guy, we're not going to get these big numbers anymore because he's slowly picking up top 10s every single week.
Yeah, and look, the driver has been what's holding him back, the 2-way miss, but he looks real solid with it now. It's only getting better. He does have to hit fairways this weekend to win. He hasn't gained that many strokes gain on the greens just yet. So as you said, if he can get that putter hot tomorrow, watch out. He loves the tougher conditions, tougher courses, so this week it suits him. And I don't know if you saw, but on the 18th today, he had an incredibly hard flop shot over a bunker that he made up and down from. And for me, that was a sign of the old Jordan. A lot of players would have got up there, made bogey, double, but he's now making those pars where you've got to make pars to stay in contention. And look, the last couple of months, him in contention, his confidence must just be going straight through the roof. He's getting better and better each week. So, you know, I really like Jordan this week. And, yeah, if you can get him at, you know, plus 2,000, 20-1, that's a good play.
Andrew Anderson with us on Game Time Decisions, Sirius XM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I'm Gabriel Renzi, kicking with the Ranger and Cam Stewart. Guys, I don't know why or how, and I always tell you this, Cam, it's unbelievable. Every time I take this guy, he implodes, and then I don't take him, and he wins. Patrick Reed. And
oh, yeah, he didn't make the cut. I know. He's so disappointing.
Patrick Reed, how does he not make the cut? Is there a more, you know, like polarizing guy or bipolar Jekyll and Hyde, Andrew and Cam? And I'll start with you, Andrew, on this than Patrick Reed. I mean, the guy can show up and win the Masters drunk, I think, but then he'll miss the cut at Bay Hill. What happened? What happened to Patrick Reed this week?
Yeah, you know, he's still doing a lot of work on his swing. The short game is what saves him. And look, last Saturday when he fell off the leaderboard, his chipping came undone around the green. So I think that's sort of what held him back this week. Look, he's suited for the Masters. He'll do well there. I think he's making a couple swing changes that will go back short-term, but long-term, he'll be a real force. I think Patrick Reed every week's usually a good bet. You're just unlucky, Gabe. This week, it's an off week for him. The big fella, he needs a rest.
It's very true, though. Like, and you know what it is, Dubs? I looked at, like, the DFS community. I don't want to be that guy, but the two most popular plays in lineups this week were Mark Leishman and Patrick Reed, because Leishman has a great track record there, and both of those guys are doing nothing. So it's almost better just to do your own thing, you know, take a shot on a couple of guys. I want to say this, and this is just personal, but it's a bomb here. Listen, Corey Connors is 9 under. The rest of the guys are 7 under. Tyrell Hatton, looked like he had his bags packed going back to London Heathrow, and he shot a 500 today to, like, yeah. That was one of the best rounds of the day. So if I don't think Connors is going to win, I think the actual leader is probably Rory and Hovland at 7. You can make up 7 shots over the weekend, and he plays better in tougher conditions. They're expecting win. 200-1. Why not? Why not, Dubs? How about a little sprinkle, 10 or 20, try to hit the jackpot?
Love it. Love it. Give me those sprinkles. And you know what? There's, I think, over 80 bunkers on this golf course. Maybe Patrick Reed just didn't want to tempt himself over the weekend. So, you know, keep the hands out of the cookie jar. But, Cam, I'm all about the deep shot, the value play. I thought Rory Sabatini was my play, but I think he's got tickets to Disneyland this weekend. Didn't even make the cut. So, all about it. You know, a tough course. It's going to bring some of the deep value into it. And hopefully it's windy and rainy tomorrow and these guys struggle like we usually do.
You know, something that I didn't get to last night on Sports Rage Late Night or on this show right now, but was the passing of Walter Gretzky. And I've got a golf tie in here because I think DJ is going to win the green jacket for Wayne and Walter. He's going to win the green jacket for Wayne and Walter. So Walter Gretzky passes away. DJ not in the field here right now, but the Masters around the corner, and he actually is the favorite right now at 6-1. But Cam, you brought him up as far as Spieth was concerned, and last year we had that Tiger moment, right? Imagine coming back. Is this where Jordan Spieth builds up to? You know what I mean? Because that if there's the course, there it is. So he gets his game back, his confidence is back, and he rolls onto a course in the biggest stage that this guy knows, you know, and can play. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying Spieth could be building up to this, even in his mind, thinking, I don't care.
Absolutely.
I'm building up, and he rolls into Augusta, guys, with confidence in game.
Couldn't agree more, and I think Dubs will agree. Listen, he is meant this course. He could play that. Jordan Spieth and Augusta, they're just like a marriage made in heaven. He has the perfect game for it. He's 16-1 now. I'll tell you something. If this guy wins a couple weeks prior, you're only going to get him at like the 9-1 and stuff like that, right? DJ will be the favorite at like 6. Trust me, watch out for Jordan Spieth. Actually, Gabe, I love that pick. He loves Augusta, and he's getting his game back in form.
Horses for courses, boys.
Yeah, horses for courses. Agree. Exactly.
He's well suited to it. He wants his jacket back.
Thanks,
Andrew.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The edge, then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Renzi, SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. So we've got that the Drake basketball game. Cam, who are you on? Were you against Drake?
Yes, I am, Gabe. I'm going contrarian. I'll tell you, I really like the Northern Iowa Panthers. We've seen this movie in the tournament. Getting hot at the right time. Hey, Don't mock me till the final score is there. Don't mock me till the.
I'm not mocking you. I'm just setting it up right now. I'm just going to stay. I was just wondering who you're on. Because Drake has advanced. Drake has advanced the Saturday semifinal round. College basketball madness. The game was canceled, Cam. They forfeited.
Who, Drake did?
No, Drake advances. Drake advances. The game was canceled.
So what's Northern Iowa do?
They couldn't play. They have COVID.
Do I get my money back? That's a void bet.
No, you lose your money. You bet the game, you lose.
That's crap. Yeah, you did right. Was this some kind of April Fool's joke? If you don't take the field, it's like in a golf tournament. If you don't hit a damn ball first, you get your money back. If you hit one ball, it's a loser. Sorry, Sal. I just lost my mind. It's Friday. I'm losing my damn mind. Wow. I thought they were going to grade it as a loss. I would have snapped.
That was amazing to see that. Now, Gabe, now's the point where you're telling me you're just joking, you're screwing around, right?
Yeah, I'm kidding, Cam. They just tipped off. No. The game is canceled. The Missouri MVC basketball official Twitter account, the Missouri Valley Conference, has canceled the third quarter final game of the 2021 State Farm MVC tournament. Drake will advance to Saturday semifinal round and will face the winner of Missouri State and Valpo. Official statement.
Hold on. Cam doesn't lose that game. If he had Drake, if he had the other side to win the tournament, then he loses. But he doesn't lose the one-on-one.
Of course.
Correct,
no,
Sal.
Correct. Cam just think is a hothead and flipped out right away. Okay. I better get my money back.
Say, Sal, I'm concerned because if the Northern Iowa monies stay in space for a while, then I can't chunk it into the NHL because I'm Ron Rubber, right? I need those units back to throw it into something else.
Well, this is news to me, too, because I had Drake and Grand Canyon on a Moneyline parlay, and now that goes away. That goes to crap, right? Although I'll win very little on Grand Canyon.
Now you got a big Moneyline play on Grand Canyon and other words.
Good disaster. Let me tell you something. We have off on TV on Fox Bet Live. We're off Wednesday and Thursday if the Big East tournament happens. And I'm hearing rumblings now that they might do. They might screw around and cancel a couple of these games. And I was like, no, don't do it. I'm starting to get sick in my balls about this because it was a year ago when I put a ridiculous amount of money on St. John's over Creighton. Think it right? That's when they called it in the second half of that game. And I thought this could be my last bet in, I don't know, 2 years. So I put like $3,000 on St. John's plus six in the second half, and it never happened. And little by little, every single freaking tournament was canceled within the next hour after that. So I'm already melancholy about all of this.
It's funny you say that, Sal, because as Cam, I was actually at one of St. John's last games myself. Didn't end very well. Yeah, I was at the Big East tournament. I guess it was 2 years ago. Was it last year? No, it was 2 years ago. Oh, they got smashed, and I was smashed. I drank like 22 double vodkas, bet way too much money at the Big East, and went like 0-4. So like I was there every game. Loser. By the time Seton Hall came up, I was on full tilt. So let me ask you. We're not kidding, guys. The game has been canceled. Drake advances to Saturday semifinal round. So, Sal, what are you betting on tonight? You're betting on hockey, college basketball, and I wanted to get your take. Are you an NBA All-Star Weekend guy at all?
Well, I am. I try to stay away from the game because I'm always on the wrong side, starting with many years ago when Magic Johnson played his last All-Star game, and the whole thing was a tribute to Magic Johnson. God bless him. And Magic makes a three with like 34 seconds left. And I have the over, and I don't know what the hell the number was, but I'm under now by like a point and a half with 34 seconds left. And you know these All-Star games, they can score 16 points in 34 seconds, except when they put the ball on the court and leave it there as a tribute to Magic Johnson.
For Magic. 34.
They rolled 34 seconds. the 24 seconds elapses, and then they keep it rolled on there for the extra 10 seconds, and my over loses. And I was like, you know what? I got to be done with this game. They're not trying. They try the least out of any All-Star game in this one. Am I wrong? Or there's no defense? There's no laughing?
No, I think you're wrong. I think it is competitive. But let me ask you, that's just my opinion. It is now. It's gotten competitive over the years. But, Cam, I don't know if you know the rule in Sal. So preseason baseball right now, they got a mercy rule, guys. So you can take the pitcher out after 20 pitches. So can you imagine having money on that and not knowing on Monday? Let's say you bet on the Atlanta Braves, okay? So that's what it was. It was Monday, Red Sox first game against the Braves. Garrett Richards goes out there, Cam. Guy's getting lit up, all right? The bases are loaded. There's one out. He just had the bases loaded, and he walked in a run, all right? So he's imploding. Except they have a rule in spring training now that you can end any inning, no matter the circumstance, if the pitcher has pitched more than 20 pitches. So they just ended the inning. They said, all right, end the inning. And then Richards came back out in the second and went 1-2-3. He came back out in the second. You imagine having money on the Braves, Cam? Like,
I have something to say. I don't even care about the Northern Iowa game. I hope, Sal, I hope you went with Grand Canyon. That could be the stupidest, dumbest, idiotic thing that I've ever heard in my life. You cannot do that. They're still offering lines for these baseball games. They're being bet on. That is a competition flaw. We can get a lawyer and win this case. Call Lionel Hutz. This is a joke.
By the way, would they do this if Pete Rose was still managing? Of course they wouldn't. This is too much. Well, I guess if you see like $750,000 is a bet on the Reds preseason game, you know something's up. But for God's sakes, they can't make the claim that their worried players or managers are going to tilt it in the favor. Like, after this rule, that's nonsense. That's too much responsibility and too much leeway for a manager in this situation. I agree.
But they say, well, it's just for spring training, so, you know, the pitchers, their availability. But I'm like, you brought him out for the next inning. All you did is just save him from getting a 38 ERA or whatever, but nobody cares anyway, supposedly.
Right.
But I don't know.
I've said it before. You shouldn't be allowed to bet those. There's no way you should be allowed to bet those games.
Well, you know what? They're using the pandemic as an excuse to bastardize and sort of shorten the game. Oh, we'll play seven innings. Oh, we'll put a runner on second base. So for the record, guys, the NBA All-Star total this year, 308.5. 308.5. Are you biting, Cam?
Let me think. I think it's probably – you know what? In this year with COVID and the way these guys are talking and whatever – They even admitted, we don't even want to play this game. And what happens when you don't want to play a game? No defense. You think it's bad before? What?
They want to play the game. Who said that?
I'm saying players at the worst were like, why are we doing the All-Star game? Blah, 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 blah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm just saying.
Going to the All-Star game said that. Like George Hill was bitching. Like, you know what I mean? You might even go.
Bottom line, it's going over. Really? It's going over. No defense. Well, no, they'll get there.
I just told you a horror story involving a total in an All-Star game, so I shan't be betting that. But I did take Devin Booker plus 450 for the three-point contest. He's made two out of three finals, had a 26, great score in the final round last year. I think he's, you know, he was snubbed. He's there this weekend as a replacement, but that guy was snubbed. He has something to prove. That's a lot of money. That's good, plus 450, 350 right in there for Devin Booker.
I agree with you a lot there. It's all about, they're all great three-point shooters, but it's all about having that quick trigger. And Booker is really good at getting rid of the ball fast. And he's actually set a record at the three-point competition. And I stand corrected, up to 309.5. And no, I know, Cam, it was more sort of the narrative, Cam, about the All-Star game. Right? You know what I mean? Like LeBron sort of said, we don't get any time off. But there was never this big, you know, I haven't heard, like, no one ever said, I don't want to play the All-Star game. The NBA players love the All-Star game. They just don't like the fact they can't go to strip clubs and at the bars are closed. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, they're missing the festivities. Once the game gets rolling and stuff, it'll be fun. So what about tonight, Sal? What are you looking at tonight now that I've crushed your dreams and told you that the Drake game is canceled?
I don't know. Well, now I have to look. I had nothing. I had nothing planned. I had a lot of money on that, and I have to let it go. But I'll tell you what. Blackhawks maybe come back. I like them plus 164 against the Lightning. That was a ridiculous comeback. They score with 0.1 left. I think they get it done. That's a heavy underdog, and I don't mind taking a chance on that.
It's actually funny, Sal. Yeah, and people are looking at people are looking at the goaltenders, and you think with McElhinney and Subban that it's automatically going to be a 9-goal game? Have you seen what the backup goaltenders have done in the National Hockey League? The Jets goalie Brassard is better than the start, like his goals against save percentage better. Hutchison on the Leafs, fantastic. Campbell, shutout. Subban had a shutout last week. I don't know what it is about these backups. It's like these teams are really playing for these guys. I looked at the thing. I might actually take a shot with the under 6.5, as crazy as that sounds.
Interesting. Yeah, why not? Yeah, 1-3-2. I like Amanda Nunez, rounds 1 or 2. She's this weekend, obviously tomorrow. She's not doing the Modelo commercials anymore where they tell her to stay in the ring. We got to get – you win by decision, all right? We need enough footage to put this 30-second spot together. Now, I think she's done. She wins in a round or two. You can get that about even odds on for either of those, and by submission or KO is also right there, right around even odds.
We're going to see you in a Modelo ad, Sal.
Yeah, exactly.
With the dramatic music, show you in Queens. You know what I mean? Playing some throwing baseball. Doesn't matter where you come from and where you ends up. Modelo. Great commercials. What do you think about the Peter Yan fight? We've been talking. This is the one that people are debating a lot. I like Adesanya in the main event as well. But Peter Yan and Sterling, money's starting to come in on Yan a little bit. These guys, there was some good heat today at the stare down. I'm looking forward to this fight. Great card tomorrow. Great card tomorrow, Sal.
That was fun. And Sterling, I don't know. I mean, Yan just keeps coming at you. He's fantastic. But Sterling, you know, Sterling took out – he went head-to-head with the national champ, the Penn State wrestler. I think he lost like 5-3 in a match. It wasn't very long ago. I'll take Sterling. I love that – this is the best card we've seen in a long time. Like, any of those undercard fights could be a main eventer if you look at it. But I'm with Adesanya. I'm a little worried. I don't know if you guys are, that line seems a little low. You got an undefeated guy in the UFC. If it was John Jones, he would be like, you couldn't get him for less than minus 500. Why is this only minus 225?
Giving up 30 pounds, right? He came in at 200 today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You know, Yan was 205. We'll put on another 20, 25 or whatever overnight. And Adesanya will remain the same overnight. But we got a DJ special for you on the way out here, Sal. Some college football. Albany plus the points and the under. Albany at New Hampshire. We're taking Albany. I'm putting money on it. So I'm not just throwing it out here. I'm clicking it right now. Albany plus 3, Albany plus 2, and under 44. It's in. No turning back. You're the best, Sal.
I'll go with you. I'll go with you because I lost a bet already today. I'm with you, pal.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. Dave Sharapan will join us in a couple of moments. I just quickly, I feel for the kids on Northern Iowa. Listen, they were probably going to lose anyways. but you never know. And they're done. Like, they're, you don't even get that chance. Like, all right, kids, listen, man, we just beat Drake. We you know, we beat Loyola Chicago over the weekend. We're in, man. We're in the tournament. We're just a couple of games away. They lose that now. Imagine you're a kid. That's it. There's no makeup game. Sorry, kids. Not only, like, do you not play, or, by the way, you have to get the hell out of here because you have COVID. So please leave the facility as soon as possible.
Exactly. So, it's basically...
Cold world, man. No, you're a kid in Northern Iowa. You're in your uniform. You're like, oh, we're playing Drake. Let's go, guys. Yeah. We got this. And it's like, nah, sorry, you're out. Like,
It's like the episode of The Simpsons where Lisa tricked Bart and Homer and they had leprosy and they had to leave town. That's what Northern Iowa feels like right now. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, that's horrible, man. Like, what a bad... Imagine that. That's your last game of your career. How did it end, guys? COVID. We didn't play. Thanks.
Can you imagine? Memory. I know. It's a good point, Cam. And you know what? They're not even getting invited to anything. There is no CIT and CBI this year. There's an NIT. And they're not going to it. They've got like 6 wins. Like, it's over. Like, you just played your last game. So I'm just stating, I feel for the kids that just played their last game. So quick 7 o'clock pick here. College football. Listen, guys, is it a stone cold lock? No. We didn't do great. We got on track a little bit by starting to bet the unders last week in this stuff. So we're taking the under 44. It's a low total, but it is cold weather. New Hampshire doesn't have a great offense. And we've got a really good quarterback for Albany. And this Jeff Undercutter dude, and they got a good running back as well. So they've got some experience coming back. New Hampshire's kind of rebuilding right now. I think Albany get it done here. I'm going to take the +2 when I'm going under 44. Cam, what you got at 7 o'clock? And we'll have more on the other side too.
Yeah, we'll do more. I got the one college game for later on tonight. It's a really good one, too. But Boston Bruins in a rematch situation. Gabe, you were right about the last time I lost in a shootout. What else is new? Me and you have the worst shootout records probably in the world. But the Boston Bruins at home get it done against Washington. Revenge spot. And Alex Ovechkin gave a guy a stick in the nuts, too. Boston's going to be mad tonight.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.